The next question. My name is Tabish Mujib and I am a bank manager. I am from Kanpur, India. I am working as a bank manager. Is my income halal, as we know that banks' major income is through interest? And a similar question is asked, that what is the evidence that interest is haram? The glorious Quran is crystal clear as far as interest is concerned. The word riba is mentioned in the glorious Quran no less than 7 times. In Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 130. In Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 161. In Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 275, 3 times. In Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 276. As well as in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 278. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 276. Yamhaqullahu riba wa yurbis sadaqat. Allah destroys interest and He increases charity. So interest, it is completely prohibited in Islam. Dealing in interest, it is prohibited in Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 278 and 279, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wadharu ma baqiya min riba. O you who believe, fear Allah and give up your demands on riba. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers. Fa in lam taf'alu, if you do not do so, fa'adhanu bi harbin min Allahi wa rasooli. So be prepared that Allah and His Rasul, Allah and His Messenger will wage a war against you. This is how great the sin of riba is. And riba, it is a major sin. Even according to Imam al-Dhahabi, he writes in his book Al-Kabair, the 70 major sins, he says that riba, it is the 12th major sin. And there are several ahadith which prohibit dealing in riba. In fact, there are ahadith which talk about the severity of this major sin. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, it is mentioned in Mustadrak al-Hakim, volume number 2, book of Buyu, hadith number 2259, that there are 73 levels of riba. And the lowest level of riba, that is interest, is like having zina with your mother. This is how heinous this crime is. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, it is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, volume number 5, hadith number 225, regarding riba, that if you take one dirham of riba, it is like doing zina 36 times. This is how heinous, this is how shameful, this is how great of a sin riba, interest, is. But unfortunately, many of the Muslims, they deal in riba and they take it very lightly. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran that if you do not give up your demands on riba, Allah and His Rasul, Allah and His Messenger will wage a war against you. But yet people, they take it very lightly. So working in a conventional bank, a bank that deals with riba, it is completely prohibited. Doing any post in the bank, whether it be a bank manager, whether it be a branch manager, whether it be a clerk, whether it be a security guard at the door, any post in a conventional bank, a bank that deals with riba, it is prohibited for you to work in such a bank. So we Muslims, we should take utmost precaution that we do not deal in riba. Even one dirham we should not take in riba. It is completely prohibited and we should totally abstain from dealing in riba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran in Surah Ma'idah, chapter number 5, verse number 2, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and help in good and righteous deeds. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not help and aid in wrong and in transgression. So you working in a bank, you are helping them involving in riba. So we should abstain from dealing in riba and we should not work in a bank in any post, whether it be a branch manager, whether it be a manager, whether it be a clerk, whether it be a security guard.